We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to the Mishnah and Chavchet Amud Bet. Rabbi Nechonia ben Hakana yam tpaleh v'chnisato levet ha-midrash v'tziyato tfilah ketzara. Rabbi Nechonia ben Hakono used to daven a short prayer upon entering and exiting the base medrash. Amiru lo, so they said to him, amakom letfilah zo. I don't know what those words mean. Amar lahem v'chnisati ani mitpaleh shlo yirat ha-davar takala al yadi. When I enter, I pray I shouldn't be the cause of any stumbling. And upon my exit, I give thanks for my lot. Mamakom, Rashi learns, means kilomar, whatever that means. Mativa, what do you say? What's the nature of that bless, that prayer?
What is tiva?
Tiv means... How do you translate mativa?
Quality?
It's modern Hebrew, no.
Character?
I don't know how to translate it. I don't know how.
Can you describe it?
It's like, what's its specs? What are the specs of it? It's like the Gemara says, Tiv Gittin. It's the halachic specs, so to speak. Qualities is not so far off, but it's not exact. Okay.
Not characteristic.
It's not really characteristics. Okay, I guess characteristics, fine. You can say what are its characteristics. Tanu Rabbanan. B'chnisato ma omer. So, the Braisa tells us when he enters, what does he say? So the Braisa indicates that this is what the average person should say when they enter the academy. If we were only up to the Mishnah, then all we'd know is that Rabbi Nechonia ben Hakono was an exceptional Tano who used to say this prayer, and Rabbi shared that with us for whatever reason, but that wouldn't have obligated anyone. The fact that the Braisa says, "Bichnisato mahu omer," that teaches me that it's expected of the average person. That's what the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos and this Mishnah.
Really? So before him, it wasn't for everyone, and then after him, it became for everyone?
No, at some point it became for everyone. He invented it, and then at some point the rabbis felt everyone should.
After.
I'm not sure it's immediately after. Maybe it was 2 centuries after.
Or it could be during.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
At some point.
I just meant that before he came on the scene, people didn't do it.
Right. Okay. Yi ratzon b'fnei Hashem Elokai, may it be the will before you, Hashem, my God. And the tour has the gears of Elokei Avotai, and the God of my forefathers. The Shulchan Aruch says, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, not Elokai v'Elokei Avosai, not in the personal sense, but rather Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. And I haven't yet found anyone that deals with these 3 different gersos. Shelo yerad v'artakala al yadi, that no stumbling should happen as a cause of an extension of me. Velo akashel bidvar halacha, and I shouldn't stumble in things of halacha. Ve'ismechu bichaverai, and let my friends be happy with me. And there's a machlokas how you read this. Is it the way I read it with a pause? I shouldn't stumble, comma, and my friends should be happy with me. Or is it one sentence? I shouldn't stumble and they be happy at my expense that I stumbled, because then they'll get punished over that.
My friends?
Yeah. If my friends are happy because I stumbled, so it's a double whammy. I stumbled and they were happy that I stumbled, so that competition is impure, and then they'll get punished over that. So that's... Okay. So that's a different interpretation here. Rashi learns the latter. The Bach suggests the former. V'lomar al tameh tahor, v'lo al tahor tameh. I shouldn't say about that which is defiled that it's pure, or about that which is pure that it is defiled. Notice, it's not good to be machmir in error, just like it's not good to be makel in error. You gotta say what's right. Same question, what does it mean? My friends shouldn't stumble in halacha, and I should be happy with them. So that's the prayer. That's the prayer you used to say. So why doesn't anyone say it? So, some say, okay, everyone should say. Taruch HaShulchan says, the reason no one says it is because it's all about halacha. And who's learning in the Beis Medrash? People who learn other things. They learn lamdas. They don't learn halacha. Who learns halacha? The rabbi. He has to learn. So he's home. He's not in the Beis Medrash where everyone will bug him. So this is a prayer you make when you enter a Beis Medrash, not when you're starting to learn at home. So that's why the one who's learning halacha isn't in the Beis Medrash, so he doesn't make his tefillah. And the one who's in the Beis Medrash isn't learning halacha, so they don't say the tefillah. That's Aruch HaShulchan's explanation. Yeah, that's there. So it's a new thing. They started printing it and people started saying it. When I was a kid, no one said it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing that's also...
Yeah. Bitziyato ma'omer. So upon exit, what should he say? Modani lefanech Hashem Elokai, shesam tachekim yoshvei bet ha-midrash, shesam tachekim yoshvei kranot. We'll pick up here. There's not Jim tomorrow.